This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza and United Nations health officials say there's no power and not enough staff to keep the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis running, the second largest medical facility in the besieged enclave. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
What was Gaza's largest remaining functioning hospital went completely out of service on Sunday. Gaza's hospitals have been a focal point of Israel's four-month bombardment. Most have been put out of action by fighting and a lack of fuel. That's left the enclave's 2.3 million population without proper health care. Tens of thousands have been wounded by airstrikes. Many others suffer from chronic illness and, increasingly, starvation. Israel alleges that Hamas has been keeping weapons and hostages in medical facilities. Hamas has denied that its fighters use hospitals for cover.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Israel on Sunday formalized its opposition to what it called the unilateral recognition of Palestinian statehood and said any such agreement must be reached through direct negotiations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said at the start of a weekly meeting the move comes after recent talks in the international community about what he called an attempt to unilaterally impose on Israel a Palestinian state. Russian forces have taken complete control of the Ukrainian city of Avdiivka. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told the Kremlin on Saturday Russian forces were now working to clear the final pockets of resistance at the Avdiivka coke and chemical plant, officials said in a statement. This is VOA.